Daily Worship Devotionals, Episode 16, Come and See. Well, hey there, friends. How in the world are you? Me? I'm talking with a super ultra low tone because I was up late last night leading worship. Anyway, welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals. My name is Rob Still. I'm a worship leader, songwriter, producer dude in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is the 5-minute podcast, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, where we study the Word of God, we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, all based on the framework of the Christian year calendar. Okay, and this devotional I'm entitling, Come and See. Come and See. A quick recap of the storyline so far. So we've seen the adult man Jesus has made a public declaration to dedicate his life to the service of God by immersion in the waters of the Jordan River, being baptized by John the Baptist. John identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God. The Holy Spirit falls on him like a dove, and an audible voice from heaven declares Jesus as God's dearly beloved Son, with whom he is well pleased. Next, Jesus undergoes a 40-day fast in the wilderness, where his character and resolve are severely tested by Satan. Jesus employs the Word of God to fight back and triumphs with his integrity, his anointing, and his calling strengthened. Now, after this process of commissioning and testing, Jesus is prepared to begin his earthly ministry. So now we're going to pick up the storyline with Jesus calling his first disciples. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 1, starting with verse 35. The following day, John was again standing with two of his disciples. As Jesus walked by, John looked at him and declared, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." And when John's two disciples heard this, they followed Jesus. Jesus looked around and saw them following. "What do you want?" he asked them. They replied, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come and see," he said. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went to the place where Jesus was staying, and they remained with him the rest of the day. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of these men who heard what John said and then followed Jesus. Andrew then went to find his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right, does this sound familiar to you and you know who you are? Our mission is to make disciples for the transformation of the world. To make a disciple, you must first be a disciple. That's where our journey begins, at that moment of decision. Your response orients the entire trajectory of the rest of your life's journey. Now, the calling of Jesus is extremely simple, and the Gospel of Mark records this story, same story, but in a slightly different way. It quotes Jesus as saying this in Mark 1, verse 17, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," or disciple makers of men. Now, the response of Simon and Andrew is immediate, radical, and completely life-altering. Their response to the invitation of Jesus was to change the entire history of the world. Quote, "At once they left everything they had ever expected to do with their lives and followed Jesus." Mark 1:18. Then Jesus calls James and John, starting on verse 20 now, Mark 1:20. Right away he called them, and they dropped what they were doing and left their father, their boat, and their fishing business to follow him as his disciples. Why would they do that? Was this impulsive, emotional, irresponsible, reckless behavior? Well, Jesus was not really a stranger to them. Andrew had been a disciple of John the Baptist, and John had adamantly declared, "Someone is coming after me who is going to be a whole lot more powerful." And then we just read in John 1:35 where he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, this is the man." The Spirit of God in Jesus was so obvious to those with eyes to see. And man, I just pray right now, those of you who are listening to this podcast or watching it, that the Lord would give you eyes to see God at work right in front of you, and eyes to see the Lord Jesus moving and calling you to the next place in your life. You see, there was something about being in the presence of Jesus, seeing Him, hearing Him, that connected with their human intuition and sensibilities, and it resonated with the Spirit inside of them. Now, I'm sure that Jesus was a winsome and charismatic personality, but there was something else about Him, something powerful and divine and beyond logic and wisdom. It awakened their spiritual ears and eyes. It's something that could only be explained as transcendent or supernatural. Now, I remember when I said yes to Jesus and I gave my life to Him, there was something deep in my spirit that simply knew following Him was the right thing to do. Something about Him stirred my very soul. I knew. Now, maybe you've had that same kind of experience. I certainly hope that you have. John Wesley, he had that type of experience, as many Methodists will be quite familiar with his Aldersgate story. Quote, "I felt my heart strangely warm. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone." My point is this: somewhere in your life journey, a decision must be made to follow Jesus wholeheartedly or not. To be a disciple, you've got to be all in. So, if Jesus is speaking to you right now directly, "Come and follow me, and I will make you a disciple maker," what would your answer be? Would you be all in? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word and for your Spirit. I just pray right now for all who are listening or watching this podcast. Jesus, you invite us to come and see, to follow you, and become fishers of men. May our answer be, "Yes, Lord." And may we become all in for Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I hope that is helpful to you. And thank you so much for joining me on dailyworshipdevotionals.com is the web address where you can find the transcript as well as other free resources. And if you like this podcast, would you pretty please, with sugar on top, give it a rating, a nice one, a review, and subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, now Stitcher, and Google Play. Any of those places would be great. So, until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. I'll see you next time.
The Lord be with you.
This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord